In every base, there was a place like this. Some place dark and hot and deserted, where a bearable could go to hunt and clear her mind. Some place filled with the smell of local soil and the rustlings of alien prey. Saba was deep below the tot nest, creeping down a crevice at a speed only a reptile would recognize as motion, her darting tongue stinging with the acrid odor of Julio's fractured bedrock. The crevice opened into a cavity ahead, and the faint odor of meat that Saba had been following grew stronger. All her thoughts went instantly to the hunt. She did not know what she was stalking, of course, but the smell suggested another predator. Saba crawled down a fissured rock face into a 3-meter hollow. She could not sense any other presences in the area, but the spines along her dorsal ridge had risen on end, and that usually meant something exciting was about to happen. A flat stone ahead was littered with about 2 dozen cuticle exoskeletons, all empty and split down the spine from molting. Scattered among the empty shells were dozens of small bones, enough to make 6 or 7 wabas. Saba blew aside several of the smallest ones and shined her light into a tail-width cleft that ran a meter down the center of stone. It had been precisely cut, as though by a laser saw or perhaps a lightsaber. The cleft held 4 hexagonal cells, each about 5 centimeters in diameter and constructed of Killik spitcrete. One of the cells remained covered by a plug of dusty wax, but the other 3 were empty. A soft rustle rose as the empty exoskeletons were stirred by an air movement so gentle, Saba did not feel it. She flicked out her tongue and tasted a bitter hint of apprehension, but felt nothing in the force except a faint stirring of her danger sense. Strange prey. The bitterness in the air grew stronger. The scales between Saba's shoulder blades rose in excitement, and she swept her tail around in a swift arc that ended in a knee-crunching impact. Her prey landed with the crisp slap of a practiced warrior. She spun on her haunches, snatching her lightsaber off her utility belt, bringing it around from the direction opposite her tail. A crimson blade sizzled into existence and blocked. Then a force wave blasted her across the chamber into the wall opposite. The air left her lungs as her skull slammed against stone and a ring of darkness formed around the edges of her vision. Saba sprang, sissing in delight, ignoring the murk in her head, bringing her arms around in a vicious overhand slash. Her prey, she wasted no time wondering who he was, limped 2 steps back, then brought his crimson blade up and stopped her swing cold. Saba brought a knee around, driving for his ribcage, and felt like she had struck a statue. He slipped a palm heel under her guard and caught her in the chin, sent her staggering back. Saba kicked a fist-sized stone off the floor, then used the force to hurl it at his head and followed it in with a cut at his knees. He pivoted past the stone and met her attack, catching her blade on his and sweeping it up in a disarming counter-arc, power fighting against a bearable and winning. At the top of the arc, Saba released her lightsaber and raked her claws down in a vicious 1-2 slash. The first strike opening her prey's face from temple to jaw, the second strike slicing an eye apart. He whirled away and planted a spinning stomp kick in Saba's belly. She went with the blow, rolling into a quick backflip and losing 0.5 meter of tail to his lightsaber.